This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Kremlin is responding to U.S. intelligence reports that President Putin isn't being told the truth about how poorly Russia's military is doing in Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesman says U.S. officials don't understand what's going on in Moscow. And he says this could lead to what he calls tragic decisions that could have very bad consequences. But it's not just the U.S. that's reporting bad news about Russia's military. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London.
A UK intelligence chief has said that demoralised Russian soldiers in Ukraine were refusing to carry out orders. Speaking in Australia, Jeremy Fleming, who heads the GCHQ Electronic Spy Agency, also said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had massively misjudged the invasion of Ukraine.
It's clear he's misjudged the resistance of the Ukrainian people. He underestimated the strength of the coalition his actions would galvanise.
According to Fleming, the consequences of his miscalculation is already being seen in Russian troop behaviour.
We've seen Russian soldiers, short of weapons and morale, refusing to carry out orders, sabotaging their own equipment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Today, President Biden will talk about what he's doing to try to bring high gas prices down. Today, gas is $4.22 a gallon. Several people injured when at least two tornadoes battered parts of the South. Homes and businesses in Mississippi and Tennessee got damaged.
Authorities are reporting widespread damage in the Jackson, Tennessee area, including a nursing home and the Madison County Sheriff's Office. More than half a dozen people were injured Wednesday when a tornado struck Springdale, Arkansas. The Weather Service said that tornado would be rated at least an EF2, meaning wind speeds reached between 111 and 135 miles an hour.
This is AP News. A panel of advisors is voting against an experimental ALS drug. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A panel of advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted 6-4 Wednesday against an experimental drug for the debilitating illness known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The panel voted that a single study from Amylyx Pharmaceuticals did not establish the drug's effectiveness in treating ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. ALS is a deadly neurodegenerative disease that destroys nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord that are needed to walk, talk, swallow, and eventually breathe. There is no cure for ALS, and most people die within 3 to 5 years of their first symptoms. At present, there are only two FDA-approved therapies for ALS. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Just into us this morning, an inflation gauge surged 6.4% in February, the fastest pace since 1982. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.